Audio 174. Describe a trip you had by bike. I'm going to talk about my first mountain biking experience, which was one of the most impressive experiences of my life. I still remember when one of my friends suggested a bike tour. I thought it was a fresh and interesting idea. It was something I had never tried.And I was so excited that I could vividly imagine that I could set off and stop whenever I want, without worrying parking and explore routes where we could enjoy the spectacular views only by cycling. However, I don't have a bike of my own, and that's why Mobike came to mind. It's a kind of sharing bikes, which has hit the streets of urban China recently. It's easy and affordable to use. Once you install the related smartphone app, you can use it to locate the bikes and unlock them.It only costs you 1 yuan for an hour's ride, only if you pay for hundreds of yuan for deposit before you use it. So, on the little colored public bike, I went for a long casual ride with Jerry in a park we visited several times before but were still not familiar with. We downloaded a map of the park onto my smartphone and hit the trailhead around 3 p.m., estimating it would allow us to do some exploring during about 3 hours of daylight. However,The trails of the park were more complicated than we thought, as it involved quite a large mountainous area. After 2.5 hours of riding, we found ourselves not only exhausted but completely lost. Panic and fear started to set in when we realized that daylight was starting to fade, and I had no cell phone reception or clue as to my location. We were so helpless and began to picture how we ended up starving to die,or getting attacked by some wild animals, and our body was found days later. The only consolation was that I could still have my friend's company instead of being alone in such a horrible situation. As we struggled to find our way back, a night fell and there was no moonlight. In darkness, we hardly rode our bikes and even found it difficult to see where we were walking, which was something we had never experienced before. Luckily,Our phones still got some battery left, so we could backtrack using them as nightlights. At last, thank goodness, we came upon a state park trail marker and followed it in the direction we had seen the sun set, which was in the direction of where we set off. Then we go back on the trail we were familiar with and eventually got out at 9 p.m. What a relief! It was supposed to be an enjoyable casual ride, but it turned out to be scary and exhausting.Hopefully, I won't experience something like this again in the future.